It's summertime. People are socializing, weddings, backyard parties, all sorts of gatherings. Marianne and I have been invited to many, and we don't always agree on how to be a good guest, do we, Marianne?
No, we don't, Bob. A lot of times we actually go to parties and you're wondering why I'm bringing certain things, and you are you from planet Earth?
I'm a resident of Earth 2, as you know.
That's right. Okay, well, when you're a guest at any type of party, there is certainly a right way to act, and there are a lot of things that you can do to make a good impression so you can score an invite back.
You know, can somebody tell me why my wife thinks it's so necessary to have friends?
I think it all comes down to that, Bob.
Yeah.
Well, first, it is scientifically proven to be healthy for you to have friends. But, okay, let's make that a topic for a different Friday, because friends are so important. But let's get to the etiquette of it all. Just meeting that simple acts of kindness and good manners, that's really important, and it's important even among your family, your friends and colleagues, people that you know super well. A lot of this is from a survey on party etiquette by the New York Times with extremely social people. These are the people they questioned: party planners, restaurateurs, socialites, you know, people who attend a lot of these things and host parties.
Let's hear what they said.
Okay, so here's some of the pointers. The first one is, when you get invited to something, say thanks. Do you ever do that?
Of course, yeah. But I only say it once when I'm there.
Yeah, well, if you want to get invited back, you have to thank the host when you're there, but then send like a text. You know, that's fine. Send a text afterwards, or you know, even better, something that is handwritten is beautiful.
Now, I think I've told this story before, but recently Chris Wallace did an interview with Larry David, and then Larry David picked up the check. They went out for dinner, and Larry bought the dinner. Chris Wallace thanked him, of course, and then a couple days later, Larry got a message from Chris Wallace thanking him, and he went off on him and said, you don't have to do that twice, because if you're out to dinner with me and then you pick up the check, I'll say thank you, but don't expect something else in the mail like 2 days later, or an email or something. Why must we do that a second time?
Well, that Larry David would say that.
Yeah, he does. He does. All right.
Please don't be Larry David.
What else do we need to be aware of when we get an invite?
So when you get an invite, bring something.
Like a hostess gift?
It's taken a couple of decades for you to even, you know, like, remember that I do this. But so if you're accepting an invitation to a party, you have to bring something, according to event planners. And just according to, it's like, just, you know, that's what people do. And, you know, I used to bring a bottle of wine all the time, but that's a little boring. B, more and more people don't even drink.
Yeah. Okay, so can you bring like a root beer, a good bottle of root beer?
Well, if you bring a bottle of root beer, people are going to think that you're bringing it for yourself.
Yeah, they would. I know. And in my case, it's true.
Well, I've been getting creative and bringing things that I love. I mean, it's been, you know, sometimes it's been a plant, a beautiful plant, you know, or flowers, whatever. But one time we were going to this dinner party, and, you know, our friend was hosting this very beautiful, intimate dinner party for, I think it was like only 8 people. And I bought her some Chanel lipstick as a hostess gift.
You bought it, or was it a re-gift?
No, it was not a re-gift. A Chanel lipstick is never a re-gift.
I was just checking.
But this was many years ago. She still talks about that. Like, what a great little hostess gift. Because it wasn't that expensive. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it was $20 or something. I don't know. But it was, I really don't even remember what the price was. But it was so special because it was like the right shade. I mean, it was just something that, you know, a woman would always love.
I get it. So, it was thoughtful.
It was very thoughtful, yeah. So, you know, get creative. Okay, next one. You ready for this? Find the wallflower.
What does that mean?
So, event planners say that this is one of the top things that a great guest can do for a host. Figure out the person who knows the fewest people or is the most socially awkward person at the party and go talk to them for 5 minutes.
That would be me. That would be me.
Okay, the next.
The second wallflower.
Right. And they're there because the host cares about them and the host wants this person to have a good time. And you can help make that happen. So they will truly love you for that.
All right.
Okay. So the last one I have here is be late. Be like a little bit late because, you know, you're stressing the host if you show up early. I had a lot of friends who are always on time and some even earlier than on time. And you know how it is, the final hour before a party begins is a critical time for last-minute preparations. So be 15 minutes late and, you know, give the host a grace period.
Fashionably late is the thing to do. What's on Savvy Planet right now?
Well, you know, this is something I experimented with last night with some friends at the beach, Bob. You don't even know this because I haven't talked to you this morning yet. But when it comes to having a cocktail, I know that you're crazy about the Aperol Spritz. That's what you like to order if you're going to order any alcohol at all.
Yeah, because there's very little alcohol in that, right?
It's got a little bit. But wait till you taste the Hugo Spritz. I've got a recipe for that. It's refreshing. It's delicious. It requires only a few ingredients. I made it on the beach last night. I'm gonna make a little video for my @HavanaGirl Instagram account, and you'll see that. But I'll post it on the blog. It was so delicious.
Find it on SavvyPlanet.com. Remember to put a hyphen between SAVVY and Planet. Marianne, I hope we're not invited anywhere this weekend. But thanks for the tips. It's 8:49. See ya.